Today we have either from the book of Kings, the third book of Kings, or from the gospel, the resurrection of two young men who were either dying or dead already. And in the gospel, of course, we have this very famous passage, very important passage, just a few days before Palm Sunday, of the death of the friend of Jesus, St. Lazarus. He had already been dead for 4 days and in the tomb, as they told him. But he knew about it. Of course, he knows everything. But he wanted to show them, to give them a sign, to strengthen their faith. And so he took his time, and he stayed where he was 2 more days, and then he came. And the apostles did not understand him. First he said, "Our brother is sleeping." And they did not understand it, because usually sleep, good sound sleep, is a sign of returning to health. But he said, no, he is dead, and we go to him that you and they may believe. And so he comes, and he raises Lazarus from the dead. "Lazarus, come forth from the tomb. Unbind him." And of course, in our own lives, there are many things that are bound up. Our souls are bound up by sin and every kind of evil. "Unbind them so that you may believe that Jesus is Lord." And so today, as we meditate on these mysteries, let us return to them later on your own and think about all the different particularities of these readings and this gospel in particular. St. Lazarus came forth, and they unbound him. From head to toe, he was as a mummy. And then he came forth, alive and well. And so the people who came to see Martha and Mary to console them in their grief believed. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.